So all the children are staying in today, but just to let the parents know, there are some toys down in the creche room if some of the, particularly the younger children, find it a bit long. Helen's going to come up and introduce our theme now.
Get the slide up, please, Graham. Okay, here I've got some letters, but they're a bit muddled up, and I wonder if anyone can work out what word it's supposed to spell. Shout it out. Christmas, that's right. Yes, so Christmas is kind of hard to avoid at the moment, isn't it? For the last few weeks, months even, lots of preparations have been going on to get ready for Christmas. People have been putting up their trees and decorating them, buying presents, wrapping presents, getting all the food in. But in amongst all of these preparations and these traditions, Christmas is actually about. And he's so important that Christmas is actually named after him. If we see the next slide, Christ, Jesus Christ. Christmas is a time for remembering the time when Jesus was born as a baby and came to earth. And today we're going to use some of these Christmas traditions that we're used to help us to focus on Christmas in amongst everything else. So I wonder if we've got something a bit intriguing down here. So I wonder if any children that are here would like to come down to the front. You can come and sit here. You can bring your mums and dads with you if that helps as well. You can come down. That's it. Come down. Mm-hmm. That's it. You can take a seat. There we go. Okay. Do you want to take a wee seat there? There we go.
So who's got an advent calendar at home? Has anyone got one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you see all the different windows? And there's different parts of the Christmas story in each window. Shall we open the first window? So number one. See what's in it. Wow. What have we got here? Can you hold that? Hold that up. What we've got is a map here, a map that reminds us that Mary and Joseph went all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It was over 100 miles. It would have taken them a whole week to get there. Mm-hmm. We've got something else here. Does anyone know what this is? It's a Bible. Can you hold that? And going all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem was prophesied in the Bible. Many, many years ago.
Okay, I'm going to open door number two now. Let's see what's in there. Oh, it's a bit stuck. There we go. Can you read what that says? It says, good news. And Christmas is all about good news. Do we know what the good news of Christmas is? Baby Jesus, that's absolutely right. The good news of Christmas is that Jesus was born. But Jesus was so much more than a baby. He was God himself come to earth. And this baby, Jesus, would grow up to be a man and do wonderful things and eventually die for us as well. And it says in the Bible that unto us a child is born. And that us means everyone, all people, not just the rich, not just royalty, but all people, even us today.
Should we open this window as well? What's in here? Do you want to open it? Do you want to open this window? You open it. Oh. There we go. Pull that there. Pull it there. There we go. What's inside? Do you want to hold that up? It's a lamb. That's right. Here's a slightly bigger one. And this reminds us of the shepherds. The shepherds who were the... They didn't have a very good job, and they didn't think they were very important, but God thought they were the most important people that night, because he came and shared the good news that his son had come as a savior of the world, and had come to the shepherds first, and they felt so special. Do you want to hold on to that one?
Okay, well done. Do you want to take a seat again? Thank you. Okay, door number four is this high up one. I'll open that. someone like to hold these? Would you like to hold these? Do you want to have a look? What are they? Oh. Yeah, there's the angels. That's right. And in the Christmas story, God sent the angels to visit some people. Who did God send the angels to visit? Well, later Joseph, but also the shepherds that were out looking after their sheep, and a whole host of angels appeared to them to tell them the good news of that Jesus had been born. And at first, the shepherds were really afraid because the glory of the Lord that was surrounding the angels lit up the whole sky. But the angels said to them, "Don't be afraid. We've got good news." And they were praising God and celebrating that Jesus had been born. And door number 5, this is the last one. Do you want to come and open this one? Do you want to come and see? There we go. Yeah. Okay, just put on there. There we go. Okay, can we see what's in here? It's like some presents, isn't it? Some gifts. There we go. Do we know who brought gifts to Jesus? The 3 wise men, that's right. Or, well, it doesn't tell us exactly how many wise men there were, but the wise men brought the gifts. And does anyone know what the gifts were, the 3 gifts? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yes, you always worry someone's going to say Frankenstein at that point, don't you? But gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And at Christmas, we give gifts to one another as well. But really, Christmas is about one gift, the greatest gift, which was Jesus. And Alistair's going to explain a bit more about that great gift of Jesus on Christmas Day.
Yes, we're meeting again on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock, and on Christmas Day we're having a celebration at 10 in the morning, so it would be wonderful to see you along for one of these services. We're now going to sing another carol, which I know is one of the children's favourites, and they can go back to their seats for this one. It's called Away in a Manger, and we're going to take up the offering as we sing this. And I love the line in Away in a Manger, "Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me." And that's what Christmas is all about, God's being near us, God's presence. And I'm going to say a bit more about that later on.